Sometimes you look forward and backwards. I meditated at home alone in the introspective zone, where my conscious mind takes on a deep reflective tone. As I laid afraid and replayed mistakes that I made, depression covered me with its dark shade and cut like a blade. Should I seek advice from somebody that knows me the most? Just as I asked, the familiar figure slowly approached. I don't believe in paranormal beings or old seeing ghosts, but everything he told me and everything he showed me was close. I didn't understand his motives or his purpose with me. My assessment was he could be 22 or 23. As my visual started burgeoning and emerging, I see that this person indeed was just a younger version of me. He said he had words that were of the most urgent degree, apologized for things that he had caused to occur mentally. He knew decisions that he had made led to my discouragement, G. Said at the time he couldn't see where all of the turbulence be. Said history never produced a more deserving MC that had received less than it packed a greater burden than me. If I could merge your knowledge now with your fire from 9-3, just imagine how dangerous and disturbing it might be. He showed me bad moments in my life that could have been nice. Times I would have won, but I went left when I should have went right. But once you've done it, well, it's over. That's a permanent rule. Problems I could have missed had I made an alternative move. He reminded me well that I sat on the throne and prevailed. Now I'm lonely as hell, broken down and only a shell of my former self. And that's something I hated to say. Just when I asked if I could make it right, he faded away. Three levels of my existence will clash when my present meets my future and my past. How long will my rationale last when my present meets my future and my past? Man, what just happened to me? I must have blacked out or something, man. I feel like I'm in another dimension, man. What's really going on? The psychological effects of pain I fail to withstand. To recover from it, the average man seldomly can. Someone tell me the plan. I looked and saw an elderly man, and he began to place me under a deep spell with his hand. I didn't believe that he was to try to deceive me and lie. He was feeble and shy, and much older than the previous guy. I relaxed like I was high, relief, I was breathing a sigh. He said that he would speak, and that I would have no need to reply. Told me of things that I was yearning, my past was a tree of learning. Said my future wasn't planned, and that nothing was predetermined. Said don't focus on rejection and personal imperfections. Show me sections of my life I should take in different directions. I couldn't see his face at all, only his silhouette flaming. Said there would be no deal of explaining until I became him. What you see in front of you is the same form I remain in. It's up to you to add to the frame of what you'll be gaining. If you devote to ethereal hope and spiritual growth, look in the mirror close and apply, not just hear what I spoke. Don't think current obstacles last, there's no impossible task. You can profit with cash, the future has optional paths. I can't reveal every dimension, I'm just showing you some. I warn you now about the pitfalls so you'll know when they come. First thoughts of divorce, weak-hearted thoughts of remorse. I can't divulge too much, but there's a chance you'll alter the course. This warning is sound, right now you got thorns in your crown. But I'm an image of potential reform, born to astound. I see you speculating blatantly, no need to mistake me. Yeah, I'm you, 20 years from now, but what will you make me? Three levels of my existence will clash when my present meets my future and my past. How long will my rationale last when my present meets my future and my past? Three levels of my existence will clash when my present meets my future and my past. How long will my rationale last when my present meets my future and my past?